So the evidence from fossil whales is far better than the evidence from Cambrian fossils, but it still falls short of providing evidence for descent with modification. If one assumes that Darwin's theory is true, fossils showing features that appear to be intermediate between land mammals and whales can be placed in a series, but it is not a series of ancestors and descendants. It turns out that the problem with fossils is not that transitional links are missing, but that fossil evidence in principle cannot provide evidence for descent with modification. What Friday the 13th and the fossil record have in common? The phrase, the fossil record, sounds impressive and authoritative. As used by some persons, it becomes, as intended, intimidating, taking on the aura of esoteric truth as expounded by an elite class of specialists. But what is it, really, this fossil record? Only data in search of interpretation. All claims to the contrary that I know, and I know of several, are so much superstition. Fossil expert Gareth Nelson, 1978. Bedtime Stories. In 1990, Ohio State University biologist Tim Berra published a book intended to refute critics of Darwinian evolution. To illustrate how the fossil record provides evidence for Darwin's theory of descent with modification, Berra used pictures of various models of Corvette automobiles. If you compare a 1953 and a 1954 Corvette side by side, he wrote, then a 1954 and a 1955 model, and so on, the descent with modification is overwhelmingly obvious. But descent, in Darwin's theory, means biological continuity through the same reproductive processes we observe in living things today, fertilization, development, and birth. Automobiles are made, not born. Corvettes actually prove the opposite of what Berra intended, namely that a succession of similarities does not, in and of itself, provide evidence for biological descent with modification. Darwin critic Philip E. Johnson calls this Berra's blunder. Even in the case of living things, which do show descent with modification within existing species, fossils cannot be used to establish ancestor-descendant relationships. Imagine finding two human skeletons in your backyard, one about 30 years older than the other. Was the older individual the parent of the younger? Without written genealogical records and identifying marks, it is impossible to answer the question. And in this case, we're dealing with two skeletons from the same species that are only a generation apart. So even if we had a fossil representing every generation and every imaginable intermediate between land mammals and whales, if there were no missing links whatsoever, it would still be impossible, in principle, to establish ancestor-descendant relationships. At most, we could say that between land mammals and whales there are many intermediate steps. We could not conclude from the fossil record alone that any one step was descended from the one before it.